You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des here in the freaking building. Yeah, I'm here, people. And I'm so excited to be back here on the Steve Des Island Podcast. The podcast I bring my most famous and exciting and talented friends here. I open the gates towards my really expensive and private island, and they come here, visit, and check it out, and we get to talk for a little, and then they continue being awesome and great in whatever field they are. And what are those fields, Steve? I'm going to tell you, Steve number two, in a second. It's maybe they're actors, maybe they're actresses, maybe they're they play really extremely amazing instruments. I don't know, but they're doing something to change the world, basically, here in Hollywood. And they come from all over the world. Because all of them, I think I haven't sit down yet with somebody that is from California. Everybody's from someplace else, but they come here because here they are destroying with their talent the whole state of California. They're sweeping it away because they're that amazing. And today's guest might not just be a future Academy Award winner, because she's an actress. I didn't even know this. She's an actress, people. And she is an amazing, but I'm telling you, killer dancer. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Are you fucking ready for Britannia Jones? What?
What's up?
What's going on, girl?
Chilling.
Long time. We were just catching up, talking a little bit about what's going on in each other's lives, because I haven't seen this girl in, oh my God,
forever.
So long. You remember last time we talked?
In my dorm.
Whoa.
Not like that, though.
No. I'm saying that. That's a long time ago.
A long time ago.
That's probably like, what, a year and a half, too, maybe?
Yeah, 2000, maybe 11, 12?
Maybe. Who knows?
Probably the end of 2011, I remember.
Wow. That's
it's been a long time.
She's really antisocial, people. She
sorry.
Doesn't call me, kidding. Doesn't tweet me.
I tweet you back all the time.
Do you tweet me back all the time?
Yeah.
One time I tweeted you good night and you didn't reply back.
Aw.
I'm sorry.
Next time.
I said I'm never gonna tweet her good night. I might tweet her good morning, but I'm not gonna tweet her good night.
Next time, I got you. I promise.
Okay. What is this slick living that you got going on? I really want to know. What's the deal? You told me it was about your friend.
Yeah, he's a actor. His name's Cleo Thomas.
Cleo.
Yeah.
Exciting name.
This is his hat line. You'll probably know him from Holes or Roll Bounce.
Holes?
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf?
No, silly. The black kid with the poofy hair.
No. I'm not saying he's Shia LaBeouf. I'm saying Holes.
Yeah,
Holes, the movie. Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
His hatline.
Pretty cool. Are you trying to get into, like, fashion?
No, not right now. Not at all.
I mean, eventually?
Maybe. Not really. I'm not a fashionista.
You're not a fashionista?
No.
I thought you would be a fashionista. Because usually, aren't people that are, like, become really successful dancers and eventually, let's say, move on to acting?
Right.
Like Marina. And
yes, Marina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, she's in a lot of stuff
lately. And still teaching there.
Yeah, are you going to go to a dance workshop?
I was thinking about going tonight, but I don't know what time it starts.
Tonight? It starts tonight?
Yeah.
Really?
I think Monday through Friday. Maybe. I don't know.
I thought those shows usually ran
on the
Thursday.
Weekend.
Yeah, Thursday to, like, Sunday.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
You're really confused. All this work, man. You worked with Robin Thicke recently.
Yes, I did.
What did you do? Blurred Lines?
No, I did Give It to You. It's his new single.
You wish you were in Blurred Lines, though.
No, I don't. I don't want to be naked.
No?
No.
They're not naked in Blurred Lines?
Yeah, they are. The real version, they're naked. You must haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen that. That's the BET Uncut one?
Go ahead and look at it.
They're completely naked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I believe so, yeah.
They're really promoting sex.
Yeah.
That's what Miley Cyrus did.
Oh, my gosh. Miley Cyrus. I love her, though. That's like my Woman Crush Wednesday every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's is that an Instagram thing. That's a thing?
Yeah.
Women
Crush Wednesday.
And you always put Miley Cyrus?
In my head.
Oh, in your head? You don't put a picture or anything?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Which pictures? Let me see.
The new ones. The new ones.
But just Miley Cyrus, though.
Just Miley Cyrus.
You don't put, like, anybody else?
No.
You don't have any more celebrity crushes? What do you think of Mila Kunis?
She's okay. I really like Zoe.
Deschanel?
No, Zoe Saldana.
Oh.
Is that how you say her name?
The Dominican?
Yes. I have a crush on her. Big woman crush.
She's sexy. She's sexy.
She's nice.
What about Megan Good?
She's cool. She's all right. I love her as a person. She's so pretty to me, but for me, no.
What about, since you watched the VMAs last night, right?
Yeah.
What about Little Kim?
She looks like a totally different person now to me. I'm not a big fan of her.
She had a lot of surgery, right?
A lot of surgery. She can't even move. She's like, why?
I was like, oh my God. Her cheeks are so far up to her eyes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That she can't read. Because I remember I was watching it, and the other girl, the blonde girl, whatever, the one
Iggy?
From Australia.
Yeah,
her. She said, when they were coming back, like they showed her on camera. They were like, okay, I'm going to say who is going to win, and you say the name. Like, she said that, and I saw it, like, on TV. And, like, when she opened the envelope, she couldn't read it.
Oh, my
gosh. So Iggy did it. She went like, whoa, yeah. And it looked like she just wanted to, like, be cool with them so they can, like, feature her on a song or something.
Right.
Like, I'm sucking it. Oh, I'm Little Kim. I love the fact that when she came out, the song that they put was one of her, you know, not really that popular one.
Songs.
Yeah, like, yeah. Put your lighters up.
That was popular.
That wasn't, like, super popular, though.
I feel like that was, maybe not, because of the type of rapper she is. I don't know. I thought that was popular. I was, what, like, 8? Maybe 10.
You know what I really laughed at the VMAs, though?
What?
Oh, when they were, I think it's Best Music Video or something.
The Macklemore?
No. It's not that one. It's Best, well, Best Song, or I don't know, something like that. The thing is, the what are they called? The little kids? One Direction?
Yeah.
Those ones. They won. With a song called Best Song Ever. And the whole song is fucking, this is the best song ever. Best song ever. Pooing, pooing, pooing. Joom, 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 joom. Boom, 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 boom. Doing like sound effects. That's the fucking song.
Yeah. I forget who were they running against. Big people, though,
big
right?
Big people.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, this is music? Really?
Right.
I would rather see Miley Cyrus do crazy antics. Twerk, try and
twerk, Miley.
Her bony ass.
I know. Did you see all the pictures on Instagram about her?
Nah.
About her butt in the spandex?
Nah, I haven't seen that.
They are terrible. Like, chicken. It's crazy. They have so many pictures. Just go online.
I just love the fact that she, like, came out in character and, like, she just stuck with it. Like, she was like, I don't give a fuck. Because as soon as she came out, she was, like, with cross-eyed almost and, like, licking herself. And with the foam finger, she was, like, trying to touch herself a lot.
She doesn't care. I think she's at this point in her life where it's like, whatever, I do what I want.
You know what would be funny? If, like, after that performance, she went and hugged her grandma. Like, backstage.
That would be not a good idea. No.
That would be hilarious.
Right? She's so wild. She's only 20.
She's 20?
Yeah.
She turned 20 already?
Yeah.
I thought she was 19.
Yeah, but she recently turned 20, I guess. Because when I looked up her age, it said 20. So, she must have had a birthday. Pretty much.
That's cool. So what do you think of is this like something that she's trying to like create more publicity towards her, or if it's just something that she's like just saying I don't give a fuck?
I really think it's to push her new album, because I'm sure she already has two new songs out already. So I feel like that's when it all started. Once her new songs came out, that's when you saw, like, the I Don't Care Miley. So it might be to push her songs in her album. Possibly.
What do you think of Jennifer Hudson popping out of there?
It was so random to me. I was like, why? She wasn't in the normal zone.
You didn't like that back and forth with
it? Oh, my gosh, no. First of all, that lady's freaking face, I cannot stop laughing at it. I'm like, girl, really? Chill.
The chubby girl?
Yeah. Baby Adele.
Because she's shy.
She's shy?
She was really shy.
At the beginning. Then she got the hang of it, and she started grooving and dancing. That was funny.
I'm going to say Bruno Mars killed it.
Yeah, he was probably second best of the show.
And what I loved about it is that that was another song, because I was fucking high when I was watching that. So I was writing some scripts I gotta finish, and I was watching it, and I was listening to the song. It's a fucking catchy song, and especially when he's like screaming and all that.
The gorilla song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what made me really laugh is that song is completely about sex.
Right.
Like, entirely. And I know that this song is going to be really popular amongst the people 13 to 25. And, like, so the young guns are going to be singing this song. And some of them are going to be like,
they're not going to really know.
They're not even going to realize that they're, you know, talking about sex.
Because
it's like, what was that song? Another song from Bruno Mars that it's completely doesn't even sound like sex, but it's about sex.
I have no clue.
You make me feel like I got locked out of heaven. That one?
Yeah.
I was singing it, and I'm like, I'm singing it for a long time, and then was when I realized this song is about fucking sex.
All of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
I've never heard it before.
It's insane. The songs that it takes me a while to decipher are Kanye West.
Me too. Especially his new album. His new album has some pretty, like, good songs that you have to literally listen to over and over again and get them. Blood on the Leaves, it's one of my favorite songs.
What's that song about, you know?
You know what? I just heard it either yesterday or the day before yesterday. Somebody was telling me that the original song is about black people, because they say strange fruit is black people hanging from the trees, whatever. Blood on the Leaves. So, my friend told me yesterday that it was about black people back in the day.
And what about verses from Kanye West?
Like, I don't know.
Like, that night you popped the molly, and it came out of from you or something.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But that's what my friend told me yesterday. So, going off of what she said, that's what she said.
But sometimes, it's so funny to me. Like, sometimes that's why it takes me a while to, like, get to love a song, because I'm like,
you never know what you're talking about.
I'm like, fucking, yeah, I love this song, and they could be saying praise the devil.
Right.
I'm mean, like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's why I got, wait, let me check what this song is about. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
It's like that Chris Rock joke that women don't fucking care about music. Like, they could be saying, like, smack her in the ass.
Right.
She's a hoe. Yeah, she ain't talking about me.
And still like the song.
And still be dancing.
That's so funny.
Joke is timeless. So, what's going on with your new projects? I know you're filming a short film. This will come in Sunday.
Yep, well, I just got introduced to the script about a week ago. One of my homies, he's a director. He directs music videos most of the time, and this is like his first time. He really wanted to showcase like his full capability.
Did you audition, or was just?
No, he just called me like,
yo,
I have this role for you. Can you do it?
He literally said that. Yo,
yeah.
I got this role for you. Can you do it? You
exactly
say yeah, and he
said.
Hung up.
I was like, yeah, and he was like, okay, cool. I'm going to send you the script. Send me the script, and that was that.
Where is he shooting at? At my house, in my bedroom.
At my house.
Your character requires to be naked.
Right. I think it's, I forget what city it is, because I haven't been on set yet till Saturday.
Have you been on soundstage yet?
No. What's that?
Soundstage are the big lots that they're in Universal Studios, Paramount, different places, and they have hot sets. There are sets that, for example, if they're filming let's say, Parenthood or, I don't know, the New Girl or, you know, one of those shows, they already have it prepped so they can just film, you know, throughout there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or they have already maybe not necessarily hot sets like that, but they have different types of sets that they can just transition between. I'm in a house, I'm in a restaurant, I'm, you know.
Okay.
And it's right there in a soundstage. Or they have also, like me, I was in a game show for NBC, and there they had it in a soundstage. Or The Voice, they also have it in soundstages.
Right, yeah. Oh, I've been on those before then, definitely.
Hmm. Have you been on The Voice?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you done audience work?
Yeah.
Or what shows?
All of them.
Who hasn't done audience work here in LA?
Yeah, I've done a lot. I don't even remember.
What shows? Have you done shows in like other languages?
No.
Okay. I know people that have gone to like some Telemundo show.
Oh, really?
And they'd be like, I don't even know what the fuck they're saying.
I would like to
they're like, just when you see people applauding, you applaud. Just when you see people laughing, you laugh.
Wow. Yeah, I've done all of the court shows. And
I never done a
game
show.
It was some game show. I've been on a couple game shows. I just don't remember the names because I haven't done background work in a long time.
Price is Right. Let's make
I've
a deal.
I've done Price is Right.
You've done Price is Right? Have you been on the Price is Right? Like, inside? Like, playing?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got picked?
No. I haven't. No. Only audience.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Some other cool, fun ones. Like, with the celebrity host. And it's already over now.
With a celebrity host and
Nick Lachey.
What was that show?
I forgot. It was like when I first started doing it, but I've done a couple of them. I just don't remember the names. There's so many different names for all the shows.
You don't remember any of them?
None of them.
Is that Slick Living?
Oh my god.
Bringing it back to full circle, people. Bringing it back.
No, it's not Slick Living.
People, I gotta tell y'all that if you're really into, like, you know, girls that are ethnic from Texas, this girl, Britannia, is a sweet deal. I'm telling you. This girl came here looking like Selena.
Selena?
You remember Selena?
Yeah.
When J-Lo did it?
Yeah.
When Selena was coming up, she was trying to be tough out. And that she was like a rebel, like she was with that guy with the long hair, and her parents were like, I don't want you with that fucking guy. He's a fucking asshole. That's how you look like. Selena in her rebel years, like, fuck yeah.
I'm not a rebel, though.
You're not a rebel?
I'm a good girl.
You're a good girl? You're a good girl. I know you want it.
I love Robin. He's probably one of the sweetest celebrities that I've ever have to do.
He said it politely. He said, hey, can you please help my day?
No way, Robin.
No, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's really cool. Mm. He wasn't like bougie, like every time we were like under the tent just chilling. He was under there with us, talking to us, making us feel comfortable. We met his dad. It's pretty cool.
His dad? Is his dad like him?
Yeah, you know who his dad is. He's on the Growing Pains, the father of Growing Pains.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's his dad. Oh. His dad was pretty, honestly, pretty famous in his day.
I think Robin Thicke is not that pretty.
Why? He's gorgeous.
I don't think so. I think it's more like what he wears and stuff, like, makes that persona.
Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, he dresses. I bet if that guy was working at McDonald's.
Of course.
And was broke.
But I really like dark hair, light eyes. I really
he
like
doesn't him. Have dark hair.
He does have dark. Oh, he doesn't.
He's
blonde,
old.
Right?
He's old.
Wait, no.
Blonde. You're like, he's blonde. You work with him and you don't remember
it's
Robin
brown.
Thicke's hair.
Wait, let me look at
this girl hair. Doesn't remember Robin Thicke's hair.
Hold on, I'm
and just work with Robin Thicke and doesn't remember. Is it black? Is it blonde?
No, it's
Is
brown.
It gray? Is it purple? Is it yellow?
It's brown for sure.
Brown?
Yeah, it's brown.
See? That's not sexy.
That's sexy to me.
That body?
Yes, he's an old man. Come on.
How old is Robin Thicke?
Old.
Old.
Sure.
Old how old?
In his, I would say 40s.
If I was in my 40s, I will have a better body.
That's hot for your 40s, okay? And he's hella.
I'll have a better body when I'm 40. If I make it to 40, I'll have
you
a.
You will make it to 40. Why would you say that?
I don't know. You know, black people, you know, have shorter lives sometimes.
No, do not say that. We have one life.
Yeah, if you're on gangs. I mean, I'm in 14 gangs.
Oh,
I'm with the Crips. I'm with the Bloods. I'm with the Slicks. I'm with the Livings.
Really?
Bam, bringing it again. Two times. That means yes. I have to make it a third time to make comedy possible. It's a rule in comedy. Comedy comes in threes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comedy comes in threes.
Yeah, comedy
in
comes
three
in
what?
Threes.
What do you mean?
Three jokes. Like if I'm making, you know.
Oh, I get it.
If I make a bit, I make three things. That's a joke.
That's a joke.
That's why you see somebody, for example, throw a banana peel on the ground. Wah, boom, falls.
Right.
Two banana peels. Wah, boom, falls. Three banana peels. Wah, boom, falls. And that's it. That's the end of that joke.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to notice it.
Now you're going to notice it more. Yeah. When you see comedies and stuff.
When I go see them. I haven't seen one in L.A. before.
There hasn't been really that good comedies out yet, though.
Really?
Nah, not really. Let me see. This is the End was pretty funny.
It was cool. It was funny. It was
the
funny.
Kevin Hart was good.
Yeah, it was funny. It was weird, but it was funny.
This is the End?
Yeah.
I feel like
that. I didn't expect that.
Did you went sober?
Huh? Yes, I went sober.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, did you must went high?
No, the first time I went sober. The second time I went high.
And it was funny to you.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was funny. I laughed.
Yeah, I'm not saying like it's super, super funny, like Anchorman or something like that.
I fell asleep in the middle of it, but then I woke back up.
See, I can't do that. Unless it's a really horrible movie.
If I'm not
movie.
Interested, I'm like, okay.
If I'm not interested, I'm just going to talk.
Right.
That's what I do.
You like, talk.
Yeah. No, but when
I fell asleep.
I can't do that. My mom does that every time. That's why I can never take my mom to the movies.
Really?
My mom, as soon as she... Cause my mom is just used to working. Like, my mom, she doesn't like staying, like, doing nothing, you know?
Mm.
She's, like, constantly moving, working.
Right.
If she's at the house, she's doing laundry, cooking, you know, doing a million things. And when she's doing nothing, she's asleep, you know? And I take it to the movies. 5 minutes in whatever movie it is.
five minutes, though?
Like, five... Aww. Like... I'm probably exaggerating, but by like 15 minutes in the movie, she's already like sleeping. She can't take it.
That's kind of how my mom is. She's gotten better with it, though. She usually, every time we watch, we're like, okay, family time, let's watch a movie. She's like, sleep. I'm like, really? She's like, I can't help it. I just fall asleep. So I think that's where I'm getting it from now. Now that I'm getting older, I fall asleep during movies.
Yeah, you're not getting that older. You're like,
I'm older.
Now that I'm getting older. You're saying like you're 30 years old.
I am not, but... I'm getting older.
Older?
Yes.
How old are you right now?
Just turned 21 in June.
Look at that. Now you're finally able to drink in the United States of America.
Yes, I am. Finally.
That's not old. You're super young.
Thank you. I am.
You have like 9 more years till you're 30.
I know.
Now
how
when
exciting.
When you're 30, that's when it goes down. People say 25, but I say 30.
Yeah, I can't wait till I'm 25.
My sister's in denial. My oldest sister just turned 30 on last April.
Oh.
And she's like, I'm not fucking 30. I'm not fucking 30. You hear me? I'm not fucking 30. Don't say I'm 30.
Really?
Like, she's in denial. Like,
wow.
Yeah. She got her boobs done, lipo.
Yes. I want my boobs done.
You want your boobs done?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
they're
have
fine.
Tiny boobs.
You want to have huge boobs?
No, I just want to have like... A little bit more.
Mm. You know, something I've noticed with, like, it happens a lot with black women. It's like, you either have the ass or you either have the boobs.
Right.
I never, like, I'm not going to say never, but I rarely seen, like, somebody well-proportioned or, like, extremely, like, huge. Like,
right.
Whoa, bam, bam, you know?
I've seen a lot of Puerto Ricans well-portioned.
They oh, yeah.
Ass
oh, yeah.
Tits. I'm like, oh.
You know, I thought I was going to end up my life probably with a Puerto Rican. I might. Who knows?
Right.
But I don't think so. Because There, yeah, there were proportions, but they are bitches. Like, huge.
Really?
And when they piss them off, oh my God. You wish you were dead.
I hear about Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
I just hear that they're crazy, that's all.
Yeah, I hear a lot that they're crazy. Even I hear from guys. Like, supposedly, like...
Yeah.
I have a lot of stories about guys fucking punching people and shit. Like, crazy stuff.
Crazy.
So far, I haven't gotten to that stuff.
You're Puerto Rican?
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm mixed. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm actually more Dominican than what I am Puerto Rican.
Okay.
I was just born and raised in Puerto Rico, but a bunch of my family is from Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's cool. So I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Dominican. You know,
all of it.
I'm Italian, Spaniard, tons of things.
Mm.
Got it all, girl.
Mutt.
Mutt. That's what they call it. I'm mutt. Mutt,
basically. Well, I'm African American.
That's it.
Yeah. I have some Spanish. My great-grandma is Spanish and white.
Spanish from where?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I didn't ask my grandpa that.
How do you know she's Spanish?
Because my mother told me. My mother's grandma. It's my mother's grandma.
Hmm.
Duh, my mom.
Why don't you take one of those swab tests? You know, one of those things that they swab you in the mouth and they tell you what percentage exactly you're...
Oh, really? I never heard of that before.
You never heard of that?
No.
Yeah. It's out here in California a lot. You go and you pay, I don't know how much, and you go, they take like a DNA sample for your tongue or something with a swab, and then they analyze it, and like in a day or two or whatever, you get your 10% Indian. What is it?
Wow. Whatever. That's dope.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I'm gonna go check that out, actually.
Let's go, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Imagine it says like, oh, you're from Germany.
Right?
That'd I was gonna say weird. Germanian.
Germanian.
Germanian. I forgot. What are the names of the people in Germany? Nazis?
Nazis? What? Maybe.
I mean, how do you call people from Germany?
What do you call them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Germans.
Germans.
I was gonna say Germanians, that's why.
Oh. Okay, I get the joke now. At first I didn't, but now I get it. Germans, Germanians. You were about to say Germanians, but you meant Germans.
You thought they were called Germanians for a second?
No, I didn't. my mind was somewhere else.
Somewhere else? Where at? Lollipop world?
Yep.
See, I told you. You have to slow down before you started. This girl is in lollipop world. We're gigantic lollipops.
Hello.
Is that my phone?
That's your phone.
Dude, I'm like getting... Everybody's on my nuts right now.
Why?
I don't know. Everybody's like, yo, I want a piece of that Steve Dez.
What?
That Steve Dez dick. Nah, I'm kidding.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. A lot of people are texting and stuff. But I'm in the middle of doing a freaking podcast with Britannia. What are those beats saying? Are you?
Hello.
Are you doing yoga?
No.
No?
Never.
You should do it.
I've
been doing yoga and it's freaking amazing.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I hear it's a good stretch.
It's good.
And I'm gonna it's good for the soul.
Good for the soul. I'm trying to get... I need to get massages too.
Oh my gosh. I just got treated to a spa, actually, when I went back home to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest spa ever in my life. It was called Spa Castle. It was 3 stories.
Mm-hmm.
You first walk in, you take your shoes off because you can't walk around the facility with your shoes on. Then we go in. We have to get, like, our uniforms. And then we go into one spa area, and it's fully nude spa. So you have
with guys and girls?
Yeah, but the girls are on one side, the guys are on one side. So,
but do you see them?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's huge.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
So at the bottom, it's like a nude spa where you have to like take a bath before you get into the water. And then you get into the water naked and stuff like this. It was the bomb. And then like you would go outside where you would be with the guys, but you have to put your swimming suit on. And it's like the water bar. It's like a huge water bar and like water therapy, all this type of stuff. And then at the top floor, it's freaking massage area. The best massages ever.
The massages are free?
No, they're not free. You have to pay.
Okay.
That day it was 2 of us. We spent like $150 just for the
how much is just to go?
$30.
$30.
Yeah, but then we had like sushi, we had drinks, like it was so nice.
That
but
was included? Sushi and drinks?
Well, you have to pay for it.
Okay.
You have to pay for it.
You're telling me it's like, oh yeah, for $30 you get all this stuff.
For $30,
no, you gotta pay for it. You gotta pay for it. And when you get in, you pay for it. And then when you walk two steps, you gotta pay for it. And then when you breathe, you gotta pay for it.
Pretty much.
No, but there's a place that sounds cool. But I got there's a place down here. If you want, we can go. It's called Wii Spa.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking amazing. It's called Wilshire Spa, basically. And it's you enter and it's four floors basically, because it's you go and then downstairs area it's women. So women are there naked and whatever. Then the second floor is guys. And the third floor is co-ed, and that's you have the shirt and you have the trunks. And they have like a bunch of stuff there too, and that you can do like, you know, guys and girls or whatever. Yeah. And then they have the rooftop and like you see like kind of downtown Wilshire, all that.
Wow, that's tight.
It's nice. And on Tuesdays it's $15.
For how long though?
The whole day.
Wow, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding. And you can stay overnight.
It's a hotel too? What?
They have sleeping rooms. But
yeah,
it's individual.
That's not the one I went to.
It's individual. You have like your ones on the girl floor and I will have my the guy.
Oh, that sucks. At the one I went to.
I mean, you can sleep all in the co-ed room.
Yeah.
No problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the one I went to, it was an actual hotel too. Hella nice. It was nice.
You know Ayana?
Yeah, Ayana, hey.
I went with Ayana.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Because Ayana used to be my neighbor. I'm like, if you want to go to a spa, I do this like every Tuesday. It's only $15.
Wow.
And she's like, yeah, let's go.
Sure.
And,
why not?
We spend the night over there.
Wow.
It's nice.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty, pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Check it out. Where you want to go? Tomorrow?
No, because I'm busy all day tomorrow. I have a show on Wednesday.
No, I'm totally kidding because I'm totally busy tomorrow. Tomorrow, you know what I'm doing tomorrow,
what
though?
Are you doing
and
tomorrow?
I bet you haven't even heard this. I'm doing the sensory deprivation chamber.
What is that?
It's basically, it's going to sound kind of weird and kind of creepy, but it's not. It's basically a big tank. It's a big tank, this big chamber, basically, that you open. And it's basically a tub that it fills with water, with salt. And like some minerals and stuff, and like you get there and you lock yourself in basically, and you it's main to like focus and like be more in your mind, and because you lose track of your senses because it's complete dark, so you don't see, you don't feel anything because you're there, you don't hear anything, you don't smell anything. So it's like you're in you know, you're like in complete without distractions at all. So you just—it's basically a date with yourself in a way, and you spend there like. Usually, the place I'm going to is in Venice, and it's $40 for 2 hours, and like, you know, chilling. I'm gonna go. I bought an edible, a chocolate bar. I'm not gonna do the whole chocolate bar because last time I did that whole oh my god, I almost died.
Why?
Like, I. Cause last time I went to visit Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
And I went to I had to fly from LA to Miami and from Miami to San Juan, Puerto Rico. And I said I'm gonna do a high. Okay. So I went to my local weed store, and I said, hey, I need something to get me fucked up. What about the brownies? No, you don't want that shit. You want this chocolate bar? It's gonna get you fucked up, man.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Like. And I'm like, okay, you sure? Yeah, man. Like, I went back home. We're still high. Okay, I'm going to do it. So I went, and before I got to the plane, I did the whole thing. When I got to the plane, the plane was about to take off. I got paranoid. I started sweating, and I puked. And then I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, I was in Miami, still high.
Oh my God.
I got on the plane. The plane took off. I got paranoid. I was sweaty. I puked, and I passed out. Woke up in Puerto Rico, and my high was coming down.
Good.
And that was like a 13-hour flight.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 13-hour trip in total.
You're never supposed to eat a whole like edible, though. You're never People know not to do that. They'll be
No. But it depends on the edible. Because there's edibles that are not that strong. Mm. I had edibles and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Right. Like, I'm not high at all. I'm me.
Right. I'm me.
I'm me. I don't want to be me. I want to be fucking Superman.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. And, but no, but like, I, you know, I literally had the whole edible because I thought it was going to be like, okay.
Right.
But I just fucking got sick. Basically, I puked twice.
I've never had an edible.
But it was, in a positive note, that was the shortest flight ever in my life. Because I literally just remember that, and I'm in Puerto Rico already. And that was like 14 hours.
Wow.
That I just skipped, you know?
That's a great feeling.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't do it. I didn't do it on the way back, but because on the way back, my plane got delayed in Puerto Rico. So when I got to Miami, I literally, if I wouldn't have ran, because the Miami airport is huge. Not like O'Hare in Chicago, but it's pretty huge, the one in Miami. And, like, you run, I have to go to, like, basically the other side of the airport. And I literally had, like, 2 minutes to get there.
Wow.
So I literally, they said, please let the people that are connecting flights leave first. So, thankfully, like, everybody on the plane, like, you know, was sitting down.
Yeah.
And let the people I have to run. And I was, like, just running with my thing. And literally, when I got in, I was the last person they boarded.
Wow.
To
like
L.A.
You.
Yeah. Now I would have to wait or something. Or,
right.
Or pay or I don't know.
That, yeah, that sucks.
You were saying about the edible, that you never had an edible?
Oh, I never had one before, but I did try one. I tried a pretzel.
You say you never had one, but you did try one?
No, I'm telling you. I tried a pretzel and it was disgusting. And I did. I just put a little piece in my mouth and I spit it out because it was disgusting.
I got an edible here.
Bread. Ugh.
It was red.
It was bread, like.
Oh, bread.
I mean, a pretzel. It was like a big pretzel.
I was checking these people out. They're called Los Gumis Hermanos because I was listening to a podcast when this guy's comedian's really funny guy. It's called Joey Diaz, and he was promoting these people called Los Gumis Hermanos. I was checking them out on Facebook. They're not that big. They're a pretty small group of people, but they do gummy bears.
Wow.
They do gummy bears. They do, like, little alligators made of gummy. Like,
that's dope. And that's easy.
Yeah.
And they're probably good.
Yeah. But they're potent.
Mm.
It's hail, supposedly. So, and the gummy bears are pretty big. They're, like, this big.
Okay, never mind.
It's not like a little gummy bear.
How do they do that?
I don't know. People doing chemicals and stuff. I don't know.
All that stuff's not good for you.
All that stuff's not good for you?
Can't be.
Why?
Because it can't be.
It's just made. It's like everything's made. This is probably not good for you. It's Smirnoff Green Apple.
No,
it's actually my favorite drink. I know it's a girly drink, but I love it.
It's pretty soft. It's good for a good calm day when you just want to relax and chill, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for a turn-up day, it's not going to work.
See, I don't usually have that many turn-up days.
I don't either. But when I do, I don't drink Smirnoff.
That's true. That's true.
I don't turn up a lot. Even though I just turned 21, I should be, but I haven't. I don't go out a lot at all.
Because you probably already turned up, like, way years. Like,
no, I haven't. That's the thing. Like, I was so ready to be 21 so I could, like, go to all the clubs. And I've only been to 2 clubs since June.
Which club? Supper Club?
I went to
you had
Supper
your birthday.
Club for my birthday. And I went to
Emerson. And my bad, I couldn't go. I was just busy.
Yeah. I went to Supper Club for my 21st.
But how was that? Was it awesome?
It was the best day I've had in my life.
I know I saw pictures of you, like, twerking and pictures of you, like, falling down or something.
Yeah. I was...
A mess.
I was turned. I was... Goodbye. And I was twerking all night, and I was on the... It was, like, this huge couch that goes up to here, but it was a corner. So, the corner, it was, like, all ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up, like, on this big high thing twerking, and I sit down, and I fall back on my back. Like, behind the seat.
At least you have a booty to cover your fall.
Luckily, because the next day I woke up like, oh my gosh, why is my back hurting? I, like, could not move. It was so embarrassing.
That's crazy. Who all went to your party that I know?
Only Shanice that you know.
Only Shanice?
Yeah.
Chad didn't go?
Who's that?
Chad and Vaughn.
Oh, no, they didn't come. No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Should sit them down and be like, hey.
Why didn't you come to my birthday?
Why didn't you come to my birthday when I come to yours?
Right, all the time.
All the time.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Ask them. I also went to Emerson, and I went to this club called Sayers, but that was okay, so.
See, I usually go out here. I go a lot to bars because usually that's when a lot of my friends hang out.
Yeah.
I do a comedy show, whatever, and they go to a bar. Or
right.
Do something like that.
I've been to a couple bars. My favorite one out here that I've is Tequino.
Tequino?
Tequino. Tequino.
Tequino.
Tequino.
Tequila?
No, it's Tequino.
Tequino? Where's that at?
It's on Langersham all the way down.
Oh, that's in NoHo.
Yeah,
in NoHo. That's why.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You. Yeah. You
I don't hang out that much in NoHo.
Yeah, I don't hang out out here. It's too far.
Well, I don't hang out here either. I usually hang out in like Burbank, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I don't know, wherever destiny follows, you know, wherever they decide to go.
Yeah.
But usually I people tell me downtown is freaking amazing. I up to this day I haven't gone because when I'm here I'm home, you know.
Right.
So I'm like
I don't want to sightsee.
Mm-hmm.
I've been downtown once when I first moved out here to buy a digital camera, which was a long time ago.
You haven't seen the Staples Center?
What?
You haven't seen the
Staples? Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I shot a video there before.
At the Staples Center?
Yeah.
Inside? Or,
yeah, inside.
Oh, cool.
The Jay-Z and Kanye West niggas.
Oh, yeah.
I was there for like a split second.
For like a split second? That's what, I couldn't see you.
If I point me out, you'll be like, oh, okay, I see you now.
No.
Oh, shit.
Girl.
Breaking stuff.
No, so that's why. Cause that was like when you, that was when you were in AMDA still.
Yeah.
And I was in AMDA, I remember.
That was like my first video experience ever.
And yeah, like when you posted that on like Facebook, whatever, I was like, where's Britannia? I don't see her.
Yeah.
Trying to find her, but I don't see her.
I was there, one of the heads floating in the crowd.
No, but honestly, you were. I remember you were in the room, one of the most popular Franklin rooms in AMDA.
Yeah.
It was you, Christian, Brittany, and Chloe.
Yep.
And is Christian in California?
No, she moved back to Texas.
She moved back to Texas.
Yeah.
I know Chloe's back in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. You didn't know?
Nope.
She's in Chicago. And Brittany?
She's back in Charlotte, where she lives, North Carolina.
Look at that.
I know.
And you are here. And honestly, like, this is out of my heart. Out of everybody from that room, I honestly thought you were the one that was going to pull forward and
aww,
keep on your grind. You know why?
Thank you.
Because I remember when I used to, like, walk down that building a lot. So I like saying hi to people and stuff and like talking about their day or whatever.
Yeah.
And I always saw you like on a laptop, like on LA Casting. And back in that time, I honestly, you were the one that even showed me LA Casting because I didn't know what the fuck that was. Because I just saw you all the time like there submitting or checking stuff or whatever you were doing.
Yeah, definitely.
But I always saw you there. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Oh cool, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how I even found out about that. And that's what got me my start. And yeah, like, you know, I always saw you like doing stuff, you know, that whole, the JC thing, you doing it while you were in school.
Yeah.
You know, when in school, they always, especially in that school, they tell you at the beginning, they're like, oh, you can't audition when you're here and stuff like that and blah, blah, blah. Things that are completely BS because you can totally do it. It's just they have a rough schedule that you have to somehow manage to, like, you know, maybe skip a class or something or make it work or, you know.
I skipped dance workshop. Oh, they were so mad at me. But we got free backstage passes to the concert, so.
Look at that. I remember everything that you were saying. Weren't you asking me, like, for, like, was it a ride or something? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't even remember. That was a long time ago.
I had short hair.
Yeah, I know you were telling me all that. Yeah, short hair, right, with the.
Yeah, short boy cut hair.
Yeah, blonde and then, like.
Black.
Yeah.
Yay, that was me.
You were rocking. Now you got that long.
Yeah.
That long, the whiplash.
The whiplash. No, I used to have a braid, a long braid. That would be called whiplash.
A long braid? Like yeah. up to the floor?
No, but it was like to here. If I stand up, it was like to my
like,
thigh.
Like Ayana's?
I don't know. No.
Tell me somebody that I would know.
You wouldn't because I was the only person that had it.
No. I never saw you with that.
Are you serious? I've had it for like a year.
Really?
Or more.
Was it when I was there? I only remember
no,
you with
I
short hair.
I didn't have it at AMDA.
Oh.
I had it when I graduated. I got it after I graduated.
Hmm. And I was at that graduation.
I had it after graduation.
Oh. See? I haven't seen you since.
Exactly. Let's see if I can pull up a picture.
Pull up a picture, girl. Because I don't remember.
What? I just got this hair like in June.
In June. So you like changing your style a lot, too. That's kind of your thing. I usually just stay the same. It works. So. Oh, snap. That's like Rapunzel stuff. That's a long, long.
Braid, yeah. That was my hairstyle for a while.
You can spank yourself with that.
Yep.
So we were talking about R&B songs. What's your favorite? You were saying your favorite ones were?
I don't have favorite. I have a lot of favorite ones, but it's way too much. So I would tell you my favorite artist to listen to is Tank, Jimmy Fox, Old Genuine, Usher, like his beginning stages. I still love Usher to this day.
In a way, people told me he's an asshole. I don't know. I never met the guy. Jamie Foxx.
I hope he's not. I love
him.
Yeah,
I hope he's not. I hope he's not. I've just heard from other fellow actors that, you know, we talk about our star stories or whatever.
Yeah.
And they usually tell me he's an asshole.
Really?
But I hope he's not. And but I'm glad for him in the sense of, like, he was really trying to push that singing career.
Yeah.
And he wasn't taken serious. And now to hear someone like Britannia saying that he's considered one of his tops, you know, that's pretty impressive, you know.
I love him. And Tyrese.
That means, people, if you have a dream, go and follow it. Look at Jamie Foxx. He was getting turned down and turned down and turned down. And look at him. Now he's on a motherfucking list of Britannia.
Hell yeah.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Why are you tired?
I've been up since 8 o'clock this morning. I don't wake up that early since I graduated school. Because I had rehearsal. I have a show on Wednesday, so.
You're rehearsing in the morning?
Yeah.
That fucking sucks. And you're not a morning person,
I mean,
right?
But I kind of like it because when I wake up early, I get more things done. I feel like I've accomplished more when I wake up early.
But how many hours are you sleeping?
I actually go to sleep pretty early, like 11.
Okay, so you're
If I'm not doing anything special, like if nothing's going on, I usually go to bed around 11.
So you're like a grandma.
I'm granny. Until it's time for the weekend to go out or if there's parties. But I'm grandma during the week.
When was the last time you turned up?
I would have to say July 5th.
July 5th?
Yes.
Wow. That's a really specific way to say it.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Not
some
July.
People will say, like, yeah, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're like, July 5th at 7:43 p.m.
Because something very significant happened that day. So I remember that was the last time I turned up.
What significant thing happened that day?
It was my ex-boyfriend's birthday.
Wait, your boyfriend or your ex-boyfriend? Are you saying boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, boyfriend?
My ex-boyfriend. It was
ex-boyfriend.
My ex-boyfriend's birthday.
It was his birthday.
Yes.
And in that day, did he become an ex-boyfriend?
No, he didn't become an ex-boyfriend that day. But that's the last time I turned up.
And that was the significant part of it?
Yeah. That's the only reason why I remember because of that.
And what do you guys do?
We went out to a club and got drunk.
What club?
I don't remember. It was one in Hollywood, though, on the corner.
So that means you've been to more clubs. You're hiding secrets from
not
me.
Not true, not
yes,
true.
Yes, 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 because you named your clubs, and
oh,
now you're saying, oh, I don't remember.
Oh,
I don't remember that one. I was too drunk.
Oh, I've been to a couple clubs. I forget because I perform at clubs. So, of course, Infusion. I dance there all the time. I dance at this one called...
Jete?
No, I haven't danced at Jete.
No. You don't like it?
I love it. I love Tiffany, and I love everybody. I just haven't.
You know Davion?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the host, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when he texts me. He's like, come to the show, Drag Queens. Me hosting.
Drag Queens. Me hosting.
I mean,
yeah.
he just doesn't say Drag Queens,
yeah,
but he says,
course.
Like, dancers.
Yeah.
This poetry. Singers. Or something.
Yeah.
And Drag Queens. Drag Queens.
Did you see the flyers? They're amazing.
No, I haven't seen the flyers. I only get the text from Davion.
Okay.
But every time he texts me, all the time he
twice.
Texts me is like a day before or the same day. And I literally already have plans.
Right.
I have stuff I got
to
do.
When you have stuff like that, you have to invite people a week in advance.
Yeah. Like he told me that, that one, I think it was last week. And that day, the day after, which was the day he was doing it, I was going to go film this movie for Ford that I was doing. Up in the mountains.
Up in the mountains.
It's freaking awesome. Oh my God. It's just so great to experience nature and just to get away from computers
right.
and stupid shit.
I need a day like that.
Oh my God. It's just great. And it was only five guys. And, you know, we were a crew, all the same writers. And this.
Yeah.
There was a director and budget people and producers and things like that. But, you know, the guys that were on the road were five guys. And we were doing all this. And sponsored by Ford. So Ford, thank you for hooking us up.
Hello, VK.
And that film is coming this week. So it's going to be a, you know, really quick turnout. And it's going to look amazing. Cause
can't wait to see it.
We did fight scenes. We did, you know, crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
We did driving stunts.
That's dope.
Yeah, tons of things. And we did it in Big Bear. So, shout out to the people at Big Bear, because they got amazing fucking French toast in Big Bear.
Ooh,
I was on the search for the best French toast in northern, sort of northern eastern California, and I found it in Big Bear.
Wow.
It's really, really fucking great French toast. And
you know who has really good French toast?
Who?
Is it pancake? It's something waffle.
Waffle? Pancake?
No.
French toast?
No.
Elephant ear?
The pan or something like that.
The pan? The pie?
The pie. What's another name for pancake?
Pancake?
The griddle. That's
the griddle.
What it's called.
The McGriddle?
So delicious. And their pancakes are like this big. And like
is that a place?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a place off, I think, Sunset.
Mm.
Their pancakes are like this big, and they give you three. So it's like you get to take some home, eat some for lunch and dinner.
That's good. Have you heard that song from Rihanna? K.
Yep.
Do you like that song? Oh, see, you're already booty popping. You're already booty popping.
I love that song. I mean, it's pretty old, though.
See, I knew it. You were that. Did I ask you that question? That if you were that type of girl, that when you hear that song, you just start dancing?
No. Not anymore. I would.
Well, you just did it, though.
True that.
Not anymore. I just did it. Sorry.
No, but it was popular when I was in college. That's how old it is.
Mm.
And I've been out of college for a year now. Over a year. Oh, my gosh. That's sad.
That's sad?
Yeah.
Why you want to go back to college?
No.
You can go to a community college.
Yeah, true that. I was thinking about that, but I don't know.
I'm still
I just want to focus.
I'm on AFI.
Really?
Yeah. The American Film Institute. The good thing about me, though, is that I'm not a full-time student, though.
Okay, you're part-time.
I'm basically a student whenever I want to be a student. In the sense of,
so
like...
So you pay for class whenever you want to.
I pay, you know, I pay X amount that I'm going to reveal in a second. But an X amount, and I go a year to the American Film Institute, AFI. And over there, I take classes, acting classes, improv classes, comedic, whatever, improv, you know, whatever it is. Any class that I want, acting-wise related, I can take it. certain days. Like, I have a schedule and everything, which is right there.
Yeah.
And I literally call, say I'm going to go to class, take it, and come out. That's it. For an X amount for a whole year.
Wow.
You know how much?
That's pretty dope. Guess. How much? 500.
No.
Lower?
Lower.
300.
No.
Lower?
Lower.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 100. 150.
No, want me to tell you? Yeah. You give up?
Yeah, I give up.
$35.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious.
For the whole year?
For the whole year. And next year, I do the same thing. $35, whole year so at AFI.
You pick two classes.
I'm a student forever.
How?
Huh?
How?
How? Something called SAG.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The Screen Actors Guild, they have a conservatory.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically that, just for being SAG, you just paid, you have to meet the deadline, there's a deadline, and it's, and you pay $35. I mean, I think for first time, you have to pay a little bit more, maybe $10 more, 45 yeah. or something, but like, and then you just pay that, and every year, when they tell you, okay, you gotta revalidate, which is summertime now.
Right.
And you're full.
Wow, that's amazing.
For a whole year.
Lucky you.
Lucky me.
Lucky you.
And lucky lots of people that take advantage of it, too.
Yep.
Yeah, but actually, last year, I didn't took that much advantage to it because I was a UCB. I was a Groundlings. I was taking class at Second City. You know, I was filming all the time, you know, constantly working, writing, doing stuff. I took, like, maybe 7 classes the whole year,
mm-hmm.
but that's it. And but this year I'm definitely gonna take more advantage to it
because yeah.
I feel like that's really good, especially this year because I feel like I'm not gonna pay that much for classes this year.
Right.
I'm just gonna take this once more because I'm you know already
right. $35.
What?
That's the
bananas.
Bananas.
B A N A N A S. You think so, my dad just dropped a dome, they be not back, cause they ain't no holla back, girl, they ain't no holla back, girl. Doc.
No. That's why I didn't talk.
You sound like an
high
alien.
Pitch sound.
You want the high
pitch?
Pitch
sound.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That one, you sound like an alien.
I know.
Yeah, I sound like a rapist.
A rapist.
Listen, hello. People, do I sound like a rapist?
Hey, people. Wanna get into my band?
You
watch some movies. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about real movies. I'm talking about movies you and I are gonna make.
You sound like a creep. That's what you sound like.
Like a super creep.
You sound like a creep.
Should make a song called Super Creep.
Super Creep.
Like, he's a super creep. Super creep. He's super creepy. Yeah. Wait, what? Why are you singing along my song? I just made that song up.
Because I know it.
Hello. You know it from where?
From you. I just connected with you.
You just connected with me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, guys. I just connected with Britannia. That's the slick living.
Oh, my gosh.
So you got tattoos.
I have 10.
How many? You have 10 tattoos?
Yes.
What? I thought you only had like 3.
Yeah. Most of them you can't see.
Tell me where they are.
I have one.
That's one? What does that say?
Jeremiah 29:11.
Okay, that's Bible.
Yes.
Well, what was that? What was that one? You have to have it memorized.
I don't. I really
what?
Don't. Everyone tells me that. I know it's for the plans I have for you, plans for like to protect you from evil.
If you have that tatted on you,
future.
You're supposed to.
I just
to,
said it.
I'm gonna get my Bible out. I'm gonna.
That's along the lines of what it's. I have it with me.
Nah, don't go looking for it. Tell me the other tattoos.
Okay, wait.
You already failed that one. That's a pointless tattoo if you don't know
it. It's not a pointless tattoo because I do know it. That's why I got it.
Nah.
But, okay, one.
One.
Two.
The cross. Are you Catholic?
I'm Christian.
Well, you're Christian?
Yeah.
What?
Two.
No, wait. Well, what's that? Yeah. Catholic or Christian?
I'm Christian.
You're Christian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So why you say Catholic? You were like,
No, I didn't.
You went to Catholic church?
No, I didn't. I always went to a Christian church.
Have you never been to Catholic church?
I've never been to a Catholic church. church ever.
People can't hear you because you were talking.
I've never been to a Catholic church ever.
Ever?
Ever.
So you only been to your church?
Yeah.
Ever,
well,
ever.
Now I go to this one church. I don't think it's...
In North Hollywood?
Yeah.
That everybody goes out? Yeah. Megan Good goes out there?
Yeah, too? I go to that church, and it's not Christian Catholic. It's, like, for everyone.
Hmm. That's kind of like the one I go to.
Really?
I go to Mosaic.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't Chad and Devon go there?
Who?
Chad and Devon.
Who's that?
Chad and Devon.
Who's that? Oh, Chad and Devon. Oh. I thought you said like it was. I thought you said like a full name, like it was like a celebrity.
Oh no,
Chadabon. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they have four services.
Okay, yeah.
So and it's tons of people go there.
Yeah,
because basically
I think they go there.
That's the church for like industry people.
And yeah,
like basically all that goes is actors, producers, agents, whatever, managers.
Yeah.
Because I see all the time, I'm like, oh, that guy is on The Voice. Oh, that guy is on this show. Oh,
yeah.
This person on this one.
Right. That's pretty cool.
I have a friend of mine that he gets excited every time he sees a person he follows on Instagram.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's fucking crazy. He could see Robert Downey Jr. walking by. He's like, I don't give a fuck because I don't follow him on Instagram.
Oh, but, my gosh.
But if he follows you on Instagram...
And he sees me.
And he's like, oh, my God, Britannia. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How you doing? Are you okay? Oh, my God. Keep it up. All right.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
And sometimes I get follows off of that from
really?
Those people. Yeah.
Hmm.
The first time he did it with me, he saw this girl, whatever, this blonde lady. I don't know who the fuck she is. And, like, she followed him. And then last time it was, I don't know, we were like, I was making burgers because they give food and stuff. And mm-hmm. I was there like grilling. And like, and then like this beefy dude, like he must be, you know, doing those competitions, you know, fitness
right.
competitions or some. And he sees him and he's like, oh my God, this guy.
Oh my God.
I follow you on Instagram.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. He's not gay or anything. Like,
really?
No.
Oh, wow. That's
He's like a regular dude, but he just get really excited when he sees somebody that he follow. Yeah,
that's
on Instagram.
Cool.
I don't know where he looks for people, but he just
Where he finds them.
Where he finds them, yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
But he meets them a lot at that church. And
right.
It's crazy. You like one church?
Yeah, I love it. It's a church for me for right now.
Have you seen a lot of AMDA people out there? I bet.
All of AMDA people go there. Everyone goes to that church. But there's a lot of celebrities who go there as well. So it's the same thing.
I heard they got a stand-up night.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah, they told me to do it. I'm like, I'm too dirty to do it. Like,
they do everything there, though.
Yeah, I've done stand-up in a church before.
Yeah.
But it's just not material, like... Like, I would enjoy doing it maybe one time, but that's it. It's
yeah.
not like I will pursue being a Christian comedian.
Right.
You know?
I feel you.
It's like being trapped in a way.
Trapped.
You're like, am I right, Holy Ghost? Am I right?
Am I right?
Hello. Jeremiah. Am I right? Am I right?
I hate
Nobody
you.
Remembers that one. Right, Britannia? What was that one?
I don't know.
See?
I know it. I just don't know it.
But tell me your early tattoos. Let me see.
Oh my gosh. One.
It's not my fault you got so many. You know how many tattoos I got?
Zero. Because I don't see any.
I have one, though.
You got it removed?
Yeah, laser removed.
Where was it?
It was here. Across here.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I swear.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
There's no scar.
I have pictures with it. I had a scar. For a long time. But
where?
It was 4 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Scars usually don't go away, though.
No, but I only had, like... Look, if you go closer, you see, like, a little pox stuff. But, yeah. But I only had, like... It was, like, extremely red and, like, kind of... I don't know, like, little
scabby.
Balls on it. Yeah,
ew.
It was kind of, yeah.
That's nasty.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Oh. But it's not like that anymore.
I know. That's so crazy. It looks so, like, smooth and clean.
Yeah, that was when I was living in Florida.
In Florida.
That's when I shot my first movie. Mm. I got cast in a movie. And we were filming in Florida. We filmed in Hawaii. And we filmed in Georgia.
Mm.
And when we were shooting that movie, I got casted. Guess what?
What?
A gay stripper.
Are you serious?
I mean, it's not just a gay stripper. It's not character Steve Dez, gay stripper. No, it's Skippy. He's a important part of the feature. But he happens to be a gay stripper.
Wow.
And like my scenes, I had to wear a Speedo and to be shirtless. And I had a tattoo at that time because I thought I was cool.
Right.
And it was like a tribal tattoo that I had. So I'm really into tribal tattoos. And they didn't want it. So they tried covering it up, but it didn't work for the film, for the camera, whatever they were using, some shit. So they paid for it to get it removed.
Wow, are you serious? That means they really wanted you really bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Wow.
It's crazy. I've never heard of that before. Not that many talent when they cast it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they cast it up in... they might have made casting in Orlando. I'm not sure. But where they were doing the main casting was in Gainesville. And that's not the best place to find...
Right.
Because it's mainly like people I just want to get fucked up. People just...
The party life.
Yeah, party life.
Stay about in the little city. Life.
Yeah. Tons of people, man. And I feel bad, but there's a lot of people that still are there. A ton of people are still there for my friends. And I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are still in the same fucking thing.
That's how a lot of people are when I went to high school. That's what they're doing now.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's insane, man. I like seeing people dreaming and doing big things and going for it.
Definitely.
And don't give a fuck, you know? Like Miley Cyrus. Woo. Yeah, girl.
Twerk.
Do it. Twerk. Twerk that bony ass of yours. I know you don't have ass. Get some ass shots or something.
No, she doesn't need ass shots.
Too
much already.
Have you seen those pictures of like girls getting ass shots and they get fucked up?
Yeah, the one that was like out and she had to like dip it back in her butt.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
Well, Nicki Minaj got ass shots.
I know she does. A lot of girls nowadays have ass shots.
That is gross.
I get really offended when people ask me if I have ass shots. I get really offended. I'm like, no.
Have people have actually went up to you and said
people
you got ass shots?
People has asked me that.
Like, women?
Women, guys.
Guys?
Yeah. They want to know. I'm like, no, my butt's real.
What, was it a gay guy?
No, it was a straight guy.
So that was
like friends.
Oh.
They're like, do you have butt injections?
Okay, it wasn't like a random guy.
No.
Okay, that's what I was worrying about.
No,
I was like, somebody
guy.
Just trying to be like, hey, you got ass shots?
You got ass shots.
And I'm like, that's his really, he's like breaking the ice
right.
thing to say.
No, I don't. No ass shots, all natural.
All natural. Well, you want boobies, though.
I do want boobies.
How big?
I have a C right now, which a lot of people don't believe. But I have
I didn't believe that was a C either.
I saw your face. You're like, I have a C.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know it was a C.
Okay.
I thought it was. I was gonna say B, and that's being polite. No, I honestly thought it was a B. I didn't know it was a C. Honestly, I didn't know.
I'm a C.
Okay.
I'm like a BC.
A BC. You know that's a Spanish word.
Really?
Yeah, BC.
BC, what does it mean?
It means bicycle.
Oh.
Is the short word for...
BC.
For bicycle. BC.
Oh, dope. Well, I'm a C. I wear C bras, but they're kind of... I'm in between like
okay.
a B and a C.
You're basically a B, but you want to... You just want...
No,
yeah, wanna
I get measured. I get measured at the stores, and I'm a C.
You're getting measured? So you're at the store just to get...
Victoria's Secret, I used to work there. We measure girls before they get their bras, and I'm a
How many times have you measured?
C.
How many times have you measured? I want to know number. See? Put it on blast.
No, how many times have I measured what? People? Millions of times.
No. How many times have you measured yourself?
No,
or somebody
I
measured
get
you?
Measured. They measured me 3 times.
3 times?
Yes.
And how...
And one was actually a 34D. I could fit a 34D. I swear to you.
You're lying.
I swear to you.
You're lying. Okay.
No, it's all about like this part. So I could be like a 30D.
Were you standing normal or you were doing all this?
I was standing normal. I was a 34D.
Because you're doing all this chest pump right now.
I'm a 34-36C. Believe it. Okay.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you. For the people listening and not watching this, believe her. Believe her.
Believe me. Believe me.
But yeah,
I don't know, whatever size is a little bit bigger than this. I don't want like a D or I guess I would have to go to a D pharmacy, right?
I have a friend of mine that, I honestly, she didn't have that huge of boobs, but she got them decreased.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was hurting her back.
Yeah, I have someone I know who's like that. She had like a huge D's that would like just sit on her lap. It was so disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
They just sat on her lap.
There was a girl in my school. They call her boobs or something. You know, some of our boobs.
Yeah.
But she literally looked like, if she didn't have boobs, let's say if she was just normal, she looked like a average girl. Like, completely
skinny.
Average.
Yeah.
Not skinny. Like, average.
Thin. Yeah.
Not thin. Like, just average.
I don't know what average is. To me, like, average is thin.
Maybe has a couple muffin tops here. That's average.
That's not average.
She got the flapjack booty.
That's not average.
That's average. That's when you see like a normal, regular person. Like when,
no.
When you see grandmas and things like that.
That's
what
average?
That's average. That's what you see.
Average to me is when you're thin and you're fit. That's what average is.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. I only hang out with people that are fucking fit and thin.
No, I'm
and
just
fit.
Saying. I'm not thin.
No, but you're in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Miss, yeah. I'm in shape.
Especially in the industry you are, you got to be on point.
You have to be on point to book all these jobs. No, you're going to be in skimpy clothes.
But you know what job is horrible?
What?
Being a model. I see this dude. I met this dude. Cool fucking dude from Africa. That dude looks like he hasn't been eating. Like
the skinny ones? I don't like the skinny models.
Like he has the cheekbones here. Like he looks like almost a skeleton.
Oh, I hate that for him.
Yeah, and like, I bet he only goes like, let's eat McDonald's, okay. I have my fries.
The ones
I'm
who
fine.
Are so skinny actually eat so much.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny people eat so much.
I eat a lot.
Every hour? That's not
nothing.
Fair. I gain weight. When I went back home, I was eating like good, healthy, hearty meals every day. I probably gained like 5 pounds.
Like 5 pounds?
Like five.
It's so tricky, all that, because, for example, I take a lot of protein, right? Like,
yeah.
Protein shakes and stuff. And when I just left to do this movie, and I ate pretty good. Like, I was eating, you know, 3 times a day.
Yeah.
We were going to restaurants or whatever, stopping at places and local places and eat something. And then afterwards, like, we've been... that's you, so you can look at yourself. Hey! How you doing? That's you. Look at you with your red lipstick. But like I didn't take all my supplements or anything over there. And when I came back, I gained weight.
Wow.
I actually gained weight. I'm like,
yeah, protein. You're supposed to gain weight on protein, anyways.
No. But I wasn't taking protein when I was gone. And
oh,
I was gone for like a couple of days. I was gone for like 4 days.
Mm.
And I literally, when I went to the gym this morning, I measured myself and I gained like 5 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. But it's so, for me, it's like so hard to gain weight though.
For me, it's easy. Actually, I'm in between because it's, I can gain weight, but I can lose it right back. That's how I am. Like if I'm like, okay, I look a little chunky or like I feel fat, I just take like 2 weeks out of the month and I slim down.
I just feel
it only takes 2 weeks for me.
I just feel I'm in a point that I'm like in the middle, in the sense of like I stay here, I maybe go up 2, 3, maybe 5 pounds, and then I maybe go down or stay in that range, and then I go down, maybe 2, 3, maybe 5 pounds, same thing. But I just stay there.
Right. I range from 130 to 140. That's been like my weight since my first year of college. So I've ranged from like 130 to 145 maybe. But right now I'm like 137, 140. That's how much I weigh right now.
Girl, you doing them sit-ups? Yeah. You know how to salsa dance?
No.
Okay.
Trained in it.
You're trained in it?
Yeah, I don't remember.
In AMDA?
Yeah.
No, that's lies.
I swear to you.
They give you salsa in AMDA?
They taught us all of them. Like salsa... how to waltz. They taught us everything at the New York campus. It was a dance history class, and we learned how to do all that.
Do you remember Cheyenne?
I remember that. Yeah.
Cheyenne Washington?
Yes. That's my boo. I love her.
I went on a date with her.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that, huh?
Didn't know that.
A lot of people, that was really in the down low.
Yeah, because like, she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And back in that time when they were in the situation you're in, for example, so she went out with me. And I took her salsa dancing, and I teached her how to dance salsa. She didn't know.
Oh, right. A lot of us don't know. I would love to learn how to salsa.
Go to a salsa club.
I could take a couple salsa classes.
Don't go. No.
Why?
No, fuck that. Because here, the salsa they teach you is stupid. They might teach you some basics that are pretty good and you need to know. But most of the things you just learn going to the actual dance floors and seeing people, you know? Yeah. Like, go to those Cuban places. Go to, you know what place is really good? La Floridita.
Is it in L.A.?
Yeah. It's in down Hollywood. It's down Vine and Fountain. Oh. Right there. Like, literally in front of, like, Pollo Loco, whatever it is. It's like right.
That's going this way?
Yeah.
Okay, like going towards NoHo.
You know Vine?
Yeah.
Going down Vine and Fountain. You know Fountain? It's down Sunset.
Okay, so it's like this.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know.
And it's right there. It's a restaurant, and it turns into a nightclub at night. And it's basically like salsa, merengue, you know, Spanish music, and slide music.
That's dope.
Really good, cool spot.
I really don't hang out, but I'm going to actually try that. I don't hang out in Hollywood or none of that. I stay in NoHo.
See, you need to go out in NoHo. NoHo is boring. NoHo is boring.
All I do there is train, go to dance classes all day.
NoHo is low-key. It's like, it's all this weird, experimenty type of places there. Like, I've done improv there a million times, and there's, like, a poetry places. But it's just like that. It's, like, low-key, like... Yeah. That's not
industry
turn up.
People. That's not turn up. When I turn up, I have to go to Hollywood, clearly.
Do you like hookah?
I love hookah.
You know, hookah is really bad for you.
Do you know what? I just Googled hookah about 3 days ago. And I realized that it was really bad for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I haven't smoked it since. But I was like, wow, I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, it's worse than tobacco.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They said it could be a little bit worse than a cigarette. Because, of course, you smoke hookah for an hour, hour and a half.
Basically, you can get cancer of the lungs over the
head. Yeah.
Like, quick.
Wow.
Yeah. And Drake, it's like, he's hooking, like, all the time. Right. I'm going to call it hooking now.
But, of course, nobody really researches it. Everybody's like, oh, hookah's the cool thing. I want to smoke hookah. It's okay. It's not going to do anything.
And it's crazy. It's getting so freaking popular in Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
Like, everybody's... Like, that was unheard of, like, when I was over there. Like, I discovered hookah when I was in Florida. Because, you know, I discovered everything when I was in Florida, basically. Because even weed. I didn't smoke weed until I was in college in Florida.
Yeah.
And, but in Puerto Rico, it's like, it was so unheard of, like, all those things. Now, supposedly, they want to make marijuana legal over there, which would be amazing if they do. I really hope, because just to boost their economy, because the economy over there is like, you know, now they're talking about, because some people want that, we had a 6.7% tax or 7.0 tax or something, and now they want to remove that, but if they remove that, it's going to fuck up some shit, so they're trying to put marijuana legal in order to boost that tax break that they're doing. So, supposedly that's going to happen. I don't know. Let's see. But hookah is getting extremely popular there. Like, that was unheard of in Puerto Rico, and now they got hookah bars everywhere. Like, I see a bunch of my friends in Puerto Rico are constantly Snapchatting me. You know Snapchat?
Yeah.
They keep Snapchatting me, them, like, hookah? Smoking fucking hookah. Like, I'm fucking cool. Look at me. Smoking hookah. I'm like, smoking weed, hookah. Bitch. Can you do it legally there?
Right.
No.
No. Being a meanie.
What? You got Snapchat?
I have Snapchat.
Why don't I have you on Snapchat?
Add me. I don't even know what my Snapchat name is. Just add me. Look for me. Brittany Jones.
But do you Snapchat a lot or not?
I don't anymore. I used to. Don't anymore.
Well, then
I'll look at it. I'll look at it and see whose Snapchats I want to look at because I have like a lot. And I'll just look at whichever ones I want to look at.
Yeah, but you don't Snapchat back or anything?
I do. If it's something that I want to Snapchat back to.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not just like a person. Because I got some friends that they will Snapchat me like occasionally, like maybe once a month or whatever. But there's some people that Snapchat and they don't even
talk
Snapchat
about anything.
Back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, whatever.
See, I used to Snapchat back all the time. But now I just, oh.
I like it because it just makes me keep up with my friends.
Yeah.
And I don't even have to say basically a word. If anything, a 10-second video, I just go, hey, I'm doing this and that, right, whatever. Right. What are you doing?
Right.
And then they send me one back. I'm like, cool, we catch up. That's it.
Exactly.
You know?
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. You should Snapchat more often.
I will. Add me, Steve Does, please. Thank you.
I will. So you have a show coming up on Wednesday.
Yes.
I want to know more about that show, and so people can find out if people in LA are hearing this podcast. This podcast is actually going to come out tomorrow, so
okay.
You can.
Well, yeah, I have a show. It's Wednesday at Avalon. It's called The Carnival Choreographer's Ball, and the storyline is Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Yeah, so it's like an adult version of Pinocchio.
Is it burlesque?
No, it's a lot of different things. It's like probably. It's probably an hour to an hour and a half show of just different people's choreography.
Nice.
But it's like we have to go along the lines of Pinocchio. It's like a play, but dancing.
But is it a whole play or is it just snippets?
It's just snippets.
Okay.
And it's just dance. A little bit of acting.
Nice. Cool. And that's this Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Which means tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
For people listening to the podcast, for people watching it live on Ustream, is on Wednesday. So Wednesday. 2 days. And how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $10 before, $10 for 21 and plus, and $25 for 18 and over.
18 and over?
Yeah.
All right. What about if I'm 17 and a half?
Then you can't come.
Oh, my God.
You can't come.
So, Jimmy, if you're hearing this, you can't
come. $30 after 10.
$30 after 10? After 11. How long is the show?
It starts at probably 12:45, 1 o'clock, and it ends at 2. I mean, it's supposed to start at 11, but...
But the place is a club, basically, right?
Yeah, so it's like 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock. It depends. No, it never starts at 1 o'clock. It either starts at 11:45 or like 12:30.
Okay. So it starts at 12:30, but people can arrive before
9 to party and drink and dance and stuff like that.
So, guys, come see Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
If you want to hoe it out this Wednesday.
If you want to hoe it out.
On Wild Wednesdays, go to the Avalon and Pinocchio hoe it out. Pinocchio. It's a hard word.
Pinocchio?
No, but Pinocchio. I'm trying to put it together Pinocchio. And make a... brand new word out of it. And Britannia, for people who want to like know more about you, where can they follow you or like your page on Facebook if you have one, or a website or something that you have?
Well, I have a Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Facebook, you can find me at Britannia Jones, Brittannia Jones. And Instagram, you can find me at B_Jones6. Follow me in what I do on a daily basis. And then Twitter, you can find me at bjones_6.
See, you're confusing people. This is what I tell all my guests. You gotta tell them, you gotta make it simple for the people. For example, if you go to Twitter and you put Steve Des TV, you'll find my Twitter, so go ahead and follow me. But if you go on Instagram and you put Steve Des TV, guess what? You find me again.
No,
and it's the same one. And you go and follow me on Instagram because I have one now over 61K followers. So thank you guys. Dope. That's freaking awesome. I'm getting pretty popular, I guess. And the internet.
But my Instagram and Twitter is different.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
B_Jones_6. B_Jones6.
Yeah, but you need to make it simple.
I know.
You have a Vine?
I have a Vine, but I'm never on it. I stay on Vine, though, at the comedies and, like, the magic tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I stay on Vine all day.
Have you seen any of my Vines?
I haven't.
Ah, you need to follow me. And people, you can follow me. And my Vine is only Steve Des. Just look for Steve Des. And wapow, my forehead will pop out. And you'll see it right there.
I'm about to follow you.
But see, the thing is, I make it easier for you guys. So if you want to follow me on all this stuff, just go to stevedes.com. Right there, you can find everything. But I'm telling you,
stevedes.com.
Stevedes.com. Yeah, it's there. You can find everything and anything about me. But first, you got to go and follow Britannia, you know? Because she's freaking cool as hell. She's in that slick living. You know, she just shot at me. Oh, I'm dead, guys. Oh, my God. She shot me.
Oh my goodness.
We'll never come to Compton again. I've been there. I've been to South Central, Compton,
I've been to
Crenshaw.
Compton before. I shot a video there that I will never speak of ever again after this show. I did a music video. And we were at the liquor store. They were shooting a scene there, and the police came, and he made everybody leave. But the car that I drove to the liquor store in, he made all of us get out, put our hands behind our back. And then he's like, okay, everybody hands on the car. And I was, like, being, like, patted down for no apparent reason. I guess they thought we had,
and
like,
the cop said, oh, yeah, those are CBs.
Those are Cs, definitely.
Yeah.
Rude.
Bringing it back around.
Bringing it back around.
Yeah, so he patted you down?
Yeah, he patted me down. And he was just like, what are you guys doing? We're like, we're shooting a video. They're like, okay. So they checked the car for drugs. And, of course, there was none. No weapons. And we got off.
And after that, you said, I'm not taking any more gigs.
I said, after this, I'm never coming to Compton again in my life. Thank you.
Well, and that's, have you been to Inglewood?
Yes, I believe so. A long time ago.
Long time ago.
When I was in college.
In college?
Yes, Inglewood.
Inglewood. I love Inglewood. I love the people in Inglewood, man. I went last time on December at this charity thing. I probably said it before in the podcast, but I'm not sure. But I basically went and bought a bunch of toys. Mm-hmm. I went to, like, I bought like about three fucking, like, you know, shopping carts of toys in Toys R Us. And I bought it. I went to Inglewood door by door, and I started giving it to people.
Wow.
And I met some of the families, and they're freaking cool. And also my friend, her name is... I got so many friends, dude, I almost forget their names. She's the head of Charm Productions. She has a charity event called Hollywood Gives to Charity that's coming up. And so you guys should check it out. And it's basically, they donate a bunch of toys to tots and to kids, and it's freaking awesome.
Toys for tots.
Yeah, and I do that too.
That's really dope.
And it's freaking awesome.
Awesome.
So when you guys got downtime, go donate, give to people.
Yes,
it's good.
I love to donate.
It makes you feel good.
It does.
I'm gonna start reading to children. I can't wait for that.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Where are you doing this at?
Sad.
Okay, maybe I need to. That's really
join.
Dope.
Yeah, but I need to get my TV test. Supposedly, you need to get a tuberculosis test.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah, I don't know. Because you're going to schools and stuff, and they need that on file. But I need to get that done in order to then get the training and then go.
Right.
But yeah, I want to do it. It's pretty cool.
That's dope.
It's dope. But
it's dope.
Throw again your Twitter and your Instagram so people can follow you.
Instagram, you can look me up at Britannia Jones or B_Jones6. On Twitter, you can look me up on Britannia Jones or B_Jones_6.
There you go, people. And after you go and check out her stuff, because you got to go and check out this amazing girl's, like, you know, what she got to say on Twitter and her picture, sexy ass picture that she posted.
Thank
there.
You.
I, like, that's why I said burlesque show, because one time I saw a picture of you, like, having, like,
that
a burlesque
was a very, it was called the Rich Boy Show, something I had to audition for, and we worked for like a month straight, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. rehearsals. It was like a really big show for me.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And it was like sort of burlesque?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It's just, it
just
was like
attire?
A story. Yeah, okay. So we were like trying to rob the guys, and we end up getting in lingerie to make them like sit down and be quiet, and we take advantage of them, basically.
Oh, that's freaking cool.
Yeah.
That's freaking cool. It's like a whole play, but with dance.
It was like a play, but with dance, yeah.
That's pretty cool, pretty cool. Next time you have something like that, let me know.
We'll let you know, because it's something you should not miss. It was really dope.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that picture. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so pissed I missed
out.
That. So, guys, you need to follow her on Twitter to check out when she's going to be next. So she can, especially this Wednesday, if you have time, go to the Avalon and check her out. And follow her on Twitter. Go to her Instagram. And when you have time, then go and check my stuff out. I have pretty cool stuff. And, yeah. Oh, it's awesome. And I want to really thank, from the bottom of my heart, this beautiful and amazing and talented girl that came
Thank
here
you.
Today, Britannia. You get a high five, Miss Lady. You're going to tell me about the other tattoos because you haven't finished yet.
One.
We'll have that on the extras or something.
Three. I have four, one right here.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one.
I have one right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one right here, and two in private places.
Two in private places?
Yeah.
So you let somebody tat you in two private places?
Yes.
Was it somebody you knew? Or was it?
No, it was just a tattoo guy.
Okay. Well, that's pretty random. Were you drunk or something?
No, I just wanted them, so... They're in private places. Two private places.
I don't know. I don't know how I would feel if I would be like, yo, can you tattoo my penis real quick?
I mean, hey, they're tattoo artists. They have to see that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I wouldn't feel that comfortable. I will have to be friends with him first, you know.
Right.
Take a beer.
All of that.
Discuss the situation.
Well, for girls, it's different.
Be so. Like, yo, yeah.
And a girl did my tattoo, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Both?
Okay. Well, no. One of
see,
them.
See, one was a girl and one was
but,
a guy.
Yeah.
And that guy was creepy and huge.
Yeah.
And see? It's really, really on bad. The dot. On the dot. See, people? I don't need no life experience to know all these things. Because I know. I know what's out there. All right, guys? But I really want to thank, again, Brittany Jones for being on this Steve Des Island podcast. And I want to thank you guys for, you know, staying with me and sticking around and telling people about it and rating this podcast so many times that we've been on the front page of iTunes for how many weeks? Who knows? I don't even know. I don't keep track of that, but I want to really thank you guys for all that, for your support, for your help, and for telling others about this amazing and great podcast that I do.
Yes, sir.
And I want to tell you guys now that the podcast is over, that if you have something you dream about, go ahead and pursue it. Do it, because we are living it. Over here in California, and you could be living it too, all right? So get off your ass, do fucking something, become someone, you can become president. Our president's black right now, so you could be a president too.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.